What can you do this weekend that won't cost you anything? In fact, what can you do in London that don't cost nothing at all? Talk the Walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9. We live in the most beautiful city on the planet Earth, and let's go around and have a look at the joys are there to be seen. Talk the Walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9. My name's Big George, and I talk to cab driver John Kennedy about the best walks in London. It's fascinating. Talk the Walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9. And here's a cast iron guarantee. It's walking through the streets of London, but without any sight of Ralph McTell.
Hey! How you doing, John? All right, mate?
Not bad, not bad.
Now then, where's Talk the Walk taking us tonight?
Well, we're starting at a really, really busy junction, Charing Cross Road and Cranbourne Street.
Hang on, so this is coming out next to where Donmark West is, the new theatre.
Yes, right, yeah, it used to be the Wyndhams. It's still the Wyndhams, but it's the Donmar
At the Wyndham or something,
But we've just been renovated as like. Yeah. So Cranbourne Street is just to the north of it. One of those streets that you're in a bit of a no man's land here. You think you're in Leicester Square, but you're not, because the tube station says Leicester Square, all the different exits.
Yeah.
So that confuses people. You think you're in Covent Garden, but you're not.
Yeah.
And you could be near Chinatown, but you're definitely not.
Right.
But you are, if you can understand that.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you're actually near, it's a place which you are near loads of other places, aren't you?
Oh, this, it's an interchange, this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I tend to think of it. And it's a mad interchange, and it's a good stopping off. There's a good cab rank here, about eight cab stand, two cab stand. There is a split in the middle for access for the underground, and a place where you can always get a cab, night or day, and cab drivers can also get the user toilet and get a cup of tea or coffee.
Lovely.
You know, and it's honestly, I tell you what you notice around here is the signs. This is the beginning of this walk is all about iconic signs.
Okay, go on, give me one.
Leicester Square station, tube station.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the underground sign, which you see just jutting out of that.
It's a massive underground sign.
Yeah,
that,
it is.
It?
Yeah, and it's all. I mean, the thing is, the problem is that the actual underground station is, again, it says Leicester Square, and they come out and they're not in Leicester Square, so it totally disorientates people. The amount of couples you see trying to meet here. Yeah, if you just people watch, just get a cup of coffee, sit outside, and watch people on their mobiles trying to meet each other. I'm by Leicester Square tube. There's about seven exits, so which one? And then all of a sudden you'll see the Aberdeen Angus sign next to it, which is iconic in its own right, I think.
Never been in there, huh?
No, but I mean, quite busy, actually. I mean, I noticed it today, but you just noticed that. I mean, it's obviously Aberdeen Angus, fantastic beef, that is Scotch beef, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what you'll notice also is the beautiful, just above ground level, the beautiful dark, I can't think of the colour, really, what you call them. I mean, brown it is, brown tiles. Above the station, above the actual steakhouse. You'll notice that. And then bang opposite. If you're on the side of Cranbourne Street now, we're looking dead across the road into Trafalgar Square. Look opposite. You'll notice a pub, the Brewmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Look on the wall. The man with his big jug. Mr. Brewmaster himself.
I haven't seen that.
On a neon. Well, that's the thing. I don't think he's lit at night, is he? I don't actually think he is lit up anymore. But he's just plastered, excuse the pun, on the side of the wall. You could say there's plenty of people plastered probably right now. But it's the clutter, the people everywhere this evening. I mean, you couldn't move around this area for just people. It's very difficult to take a photograph even.
It's one of the most crowded parts of London, isn't it? Because it's a hub. People move it, walking down from the West End down to see Trafalgar Square, and people coming the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. And the same then with traffic. I mean, what we've got at the moment is when we come back on ourselves, we'll get to the junction, the back end of Longacre, Cranbourne Street and some other roads, and we'll talk about the bit of a mess that's going on there at the moment.
Right, so basically we're outside of the tube station.
Tube station next to Aberdeen Angus.
We're on Charing Cross Road, aren't we?
We're actually on the corner now, Charing Cross Road, and we're going to turn right. So, again, what you'll come to now is another underground exit for Leicester Square Tube, which is not at Leicester Square.
So are we walking towards Stringfellow's?
We're going towards Centrepoint.
Up Charing Cross Road.
We're on Charing Cross Road now. Well, we will be coming to Stringfellow's.
Okay.
So, one of those.
Are we walking up towards
Charing Cross Road.
Right.
Heading north towards Centrepoint, but we're going to turn off before there. Now, what we will notice on our left-hand side is the Hippodrome.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, used to be I knew it was a nightclub that was owned by Peter Stringfellow, who owned Stringfellas.
Yeah.
That ended, that did that sort of 1980s nightclub, as it was. Who was that famous doorman? Lenny McLean, wasn't it? I mean, yeah. Late Lenny McLean in Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrel, well known for working that door, well known for never really getting much trouble outside either.
Yeah. I mean, when I was playing.
And I've seen him sort trouble out.
So
have
many
of people have. Yeah. And fairly and squarely.
Yeah.
Right, you between yourselves. Yeah. Not 10 against one, one on one. And most of the people declined the invitation and went off and behaved themselves.
They did, actually. Yeah. I remember him.
Probably saved more people's bacon than what people actually realise.
Yeah, you know? I remember him well.
Yeah, I can remember the young man. I mean, you just know, you couldn't forget him.
No.
I mean, and then you only,
he was a fair bloke. But you didn't want to get on the wrong side of him.
No.
Or you didn't want to get on the wrong side of his boss.
Yeah.
Because Lenny was a good worker, as it were. Mm. Anyway, so we're
look
walking.
Look at the building. Look up at the Hippodrome. They've taken a lot of scaffolding down. Mm-hmm. You'll notice the terracotta, neoclassical style. What is interesting, if you look right on the corner of the building, and you've got to be up Charing Cross Road to look back, there's a Roman on a chariot. Right at the top on the corner, there actually is there's a Roman on a chariot. And you do notice the Romans then. With their spears, their long spears, there's a couple of them are flanking sort of on the corners. And I'm not being funny, it's only really since I talk about this and you spend some time looking up and not looking at eye level, mm-hmm. you notice these things. You have to look up.
It's the only way to walk around London.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit awkward when there's skyscrapers everywhere because your neck gets a crick in it. But London's a perfect city for just looking up second, third, fourth floor, look at the gables, look at the balustrades if you can. But it's a stunning building. Still a bit of scaffolding around the bottom entrance. It's going to become, actually, a casino.
And that'll work well as well, won't it?
It is, and it's and the planes, if you look on the web for the Hippodrome Casino, are absolutely, it's going to look stunning, actually.
And what I love is on the other side of the road, it's like there's a big row of buildings that you could be looking in 1920.
Well, we're going to come to them shortly, because where we are now, we're on that side of the road.
Yeah.
So we're going to cross over Great Newport Street.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll have noticed is a pub on the corner, the Porcupine. Do you know, I've been driving a cab for nearly 14 years and I didn't know it was called the Porcupine.
Is that right?
I only just noticed the sign today. I've always gone past and knew it was a Nicholson's, but I didn't know it was called the Porcupine, because you're only looking at a certain level when you're driving a cab. You're not looking out of a sunroof, you're looking just at eye level, window level. So there it is on the corner. These are beautiful stocks again, lovely Victorian. They're just flats, apartments. What we have beneath is used to be an amazing amount of bookshops. Some are closing down, and it's sad because this was a stretch that was known just for selling books. There was one shop there called Murder One, specialised in books about murder.
That's right, yeah.
Gone.
I remember, I used to love that down there, and there was Weimar's as well, the music bookshops and stuff.
Yeah, well, we're talking further up, and it falls as well, obviously. I mean, it's still a fantastic bookshop. But what we have got up here is there's still some great bookstores here. What you are noticing, though, is the influence of food outlets.
Yeah.
Chinese, dim sum. It seems to be across the road where we got that 1970s, 80s looking red
brick building. Yeah.
Really doesn't fit, doesn't work. It's just sitting there and you're thinking, oh my God, like it's tantamount to no imagination, really. And the shops underneath it, they're okay, I mean, but they don't do nothing to liven up.
It's not the best part of this area, is it?
No.
In fact, I would say it's the carbuncle of this area.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a bit of a no man's land.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Leicester Square, I've got to be honest with you. I don't mean how many red carpets you put out. I mean, I think you need to cover it in red carpet. I mean, that might be the best thing for it. I mean, literally, and start all over again.
Do you know, every time I go out to Leicester Square, all I can see is what it was like in 1978. Where it was packed, you know, like it's about 12 foot high of black bags and rats running all over it.
Yeah, well, it ain't much change. I'm not horrible, but I mean, there ain't much change, really. I mean, it's like you go around the back of it, there's bins everywhere and bits and bobs. It's unfinished, it seems to be, and it's bad planning, really, in the end. I mean, they are doing their best, the council in the area, they're trying to improve things around it, but I don't think it's working that well. But back to where we were. What we will come across now is a beautiful cigar shop. It's called G. Smith & Sons.
Wait, is this on Charing Cross Road?
This is on Charing Cross Road amongst those bookshops, and it is second to none. This is a really... It's got a mirrored, like a Victorian... Well, not a window, it's just a mirrored sign.
Right.
Which is really weird. So you see yourself and you see G. Smith & Sons. It's a humidor, so it's one of those places where you can go in and test the product legally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that's an exemption under the anti-smoking.
I've seen a few of those about. People like going in there to try out that humidor.
I'm quite partial to a cigar every now and again. It's not something you can afford to do, but that's a picture of an air door. It's like going back in time. Look at that. I mean, this would be up on a certain website, but you are travelling back in time here, and it matches the buildings around it. The shame is, like I said, we're losing some really good bookshops. And this is the cliche here is of dark stock bricks, and then we got red bricks on the other side of the road. Then you see a gem of a building on the other side of the road, the church. It's it used to be, funny enough, what was the name of the club? Oh, I forgot the name.
Wag?
No, this would have been. There used to be a big one night run there. It's now a walkabout.
Yeah.
It's the church on sort of Shaftesbury Avenue, and then there's a rear exit there was on Charing Cross Road. I used to go there, so I've just forgotten the name on that. I do apologise. So anyway, carry on a little bit. We're going to take a right turn now into a street called Lichfield Street.
Right, so we're not making it up to Cambridge Church.
No, we missed that bit out. I think the back end of this little walk is it's just as interesting.
Right, now Lichfield Street, I know that. Now that's taking us towards St Martin, isn't it?
Up St Martin's Lane, right. Yeah, that's right. So we're at Lichfield Street. What you'll notice is there's a little barn, well, there's a Subway, quite a modern sandwich, sort of like 24-hour whatever, open and selling people footlong, whatever. Then you'll have there's a little bar restaurant, Beaujolais. Gets quite popular, this little place. Funny enough, seen not quite a few nice cars parked there that night. So obviously some money people about. And then what you'll see is the back end of the Ivy. Because what we are, you've got West Street run is the next street along.
Yeah, hang about Mark the Cabot is a Limelight.
A Limelight,
that's it.
Limelight.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Sorry about that. The Limelight, I remember Paul Oakenfold, a good DJ, spinning an Englishman in New York the night when he spun that disc and mixed the two. I mean, and the acoustics in a church, there's something special.
Oh, yeah.
A nightclub. I mean, it's an amazing. I mean, I don't know what it's like now. I mean, obviously, too old to go clubbing.
If you're too old, I'm well past it, mate.
No, never too old, are you?
Nah.
That's the thing. But the Limelight. Thanks very much indeed, Mark. But we're at Lichfield Street, and then we get a junction at West Street, and what we will notice now is sort of a couple. I think one of the finest theatre signs that exists. It's the Mousetrap in its 57th year. My God, that cast.
Can you imagine? It's like the original cast.
I've met some of the original cast. Yeah. They had the 50th year. They brought them all back.
Yeah.
They did. That's not that long ago. 7 years, obviously. But the sign's there. I mean, it's the only thing they have to change, isn't it? Just the number, 57, 58. So, you know, that's...
And it gets packed out.
Get packed out. And I go for Christie's. And it's a lovely theatre. And then all of a sudden, you notice another theatre then to your left, the Ambassadors, which is stomps on there, you know,
they bang the bins.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think you can hear that for free on the road. That's my own view of stomp. I mean, I'm sure it's exciting if you've been, though.
Yeah, kids like it. I mean, I've taken my boys to it. They're young kids. They're the young people that do a real good job. But I understand, with all the other things that are in the West End, John, that wouldn't be my first choice.
No, you should sing out of a cone, traffic cone.
I remember him.
I'm sorry, but he was quite entertaining. Every now and again, he would come out with a brilliant one-liner. And he actually was quite good value, because he just made that trumpet sound that you make as a child.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have done well on that talent show. I'm sorry, considering what I keep hearing about. I've never watched it, but he would have done well on that. I'm adamant about that.
Right, anyway, so we're going down St Martin's Lane now, aren't we?
We come to a junction, and this is when it really does mix up. Everything does again, because we've got up St Martin's Lane to our right, and then off to your left. If you look, remember we did that walk Seven Dials. You can actually see the column. You can to the dials itself, Seven Dials. So we're linking a bit of a walk up here. As you turn to your right, what you will notice is yet again another building site. Now there was an unlucky batch of stores or bars. There was a block there that no matter what you opened, it never worked. Even though you could open a bar next to Stringwellers would do well, you wouldn't. It just didn't happen.
I wonder why that was down to.
I just think it's one of those. If you dig back, excuse the pun, dig their building site there. If you dig back far enough, you probably thought, there's probably a covenant on there or something that says you shouldn't do. Do you know what I mean? I just think that some places, you see, like it was like that place up at Notting Hill, which now an M&S. It's a, you remember. Damien Hirst had it.
Yeah.
Pharmacy, wasn't it? And it never worked. There was a site, that site then, whatever was there never worked. And now they've finally put a food shop there and it does work. But there's certain sites it just doesn't happen. And this was one of them. It's been flattened. I mean, what we're seeing here is you'll see three more cranes, you will. Just literally out of nowhere they've come. You know, and so we're up at St Martin's Lane. On our left-hand side, I should mention Equity House, you know.
Where were the actors and stuff?
Yeah, well, it was the sought-after card when there was such a thing as a closed shop.
Yep.
Probably hasn't got as much influence now as it used to have, but they do set benchmark rates, I think, still.
Yeah.
But they are used as a benchmark for what people would be earning. What we will also notice is one of London's wonderful red phone boxes.
Yeah,
on the right-hand side. Shame about these ones, though. They've got the cards inside, the tart cards. I mean, it's a...
Well, people come and take them down every day.
They do, and then people come and put them up, and the problem is they end up all over the floor. And
I know, that's the worst.
Past
of, yeah.
Children. And you just get the point, you think, you know, why? You know, in the end, the problem isn't going away. Doesn't matter what laws you pass, that problem ain't going away.
No.
You've just got to come to some accommodation, I think, with that industry and ask people not to put cards up in places like mm-hmm. that, really. In the
I
end.
Mean, it's the age-old situation. It's yeah. like there is no problem in places like Nevada because it's legal and it's well-controlled because it's legal.
And it's controlled.
It's controlled. No one gets hurt and, you know,
yeah.
that's the way it goes. Yeah. It won't happen in this country.
What we also have then, it's a bit of a semi-modernish, again, 80s sort of block rat, just there. Little one cab stand, you'll notice, you'll just see that, so it's a bit of a reference point,
uh-huh.
and the phone box. Then you've got a cinema store, just a little shop set back, quite interesting, because it does, actually, you know, like, just sell a bit of memorabilia,
yeah.
a bit of modern memorabilia, not antique stuff or nothing, but quite a nice little shop, actually quite busy, that's what I did notice. I mean, people flying in and out, I mean, it just shows you, again, the interest in films, but then thinking where you are, Theatre Land, Leicester mm-hmm. Square nearby, if you think there'll be interesting films around here, you never will be. Bang opposite, still going strong, still exists to this day, Stringfellas. That place will never go away.
No, and the thing is, he opens other places, but that's his place.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is, and it's his name above it, and that's it. It sits there, it exists, and that neon, it's still the same neon.
Yeah.
Stringfellas in white, and it doesn't look out of date.
I've never been in there.
I've been in there once. It's 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it still is now, but I mean, I've been in there once.
I want to go in there.
Now it's...
What time is it open?
I think it's open until about 3, 4, 5 in the morning, isn't it?
You know, okay.
But it's there, it exists. They have their angels. He does table dancing. And I tend to think he does it more tastefully than other places.
Yeah.
I think that's how he
I see him down here all the time.
Well, I bumped into him in Whitehall the other week. He's got one, though. He's got a little electric car.
Is he?
Yeah, this was...
He's got a big fat roller as well. But.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it was like... And he sort of waved. I think he just said, like, oh, it's me in a little electric...
Yeah.
And it wasn't the normal one you see people.
It's I like different. Him. He takes
I do like
himself.
Him.
Yeah.
And I do you know what? When you hear him talk about London, he's passionate about this.
Oh yeah, he's absolutely.
He's passionate about London, and no one gets ripped off. None of the girls get ripped off in that place they work.
Nope.
I've met a few, you know, and by pure chance, I know a couple of members of staff that work there. Yeah, it's you know, I'd say it's a good place. You've got the pub next door, by the way, there, the Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
Busy pub this was tonight. Packed. And then we got this beautiful red post box, which I posted my postal ballot. Went off tonight, it did.
No, I'll be voting. I'll be voting on the Thursday. Looking forward to that. Don't know who's on the ballot, but it's
it's brilliant. It's one of them wallpaper jobs.
Yeah.
Vote
for 28 people.
Yeah. I wanted a voter meter. Well, I just, you know, choose that one.
Yeah. Right. Now where we are here. This is a junction between places like St Martin's Lane, Cranbourne Street, Great Portland. This is a massive junction here.
We are back where we began, aren't we? Got Cranbourne. We have to our right hand side. Mm-hmm. We've got Longacre to our left, which has been narrowed, actually runs. I've got to say that for once, it actually runs a bit better. Only problem is when the bin men come along, you can't get past. So that's the problem with narrowing roads, and it does get very, very messy and dirty. But the tarmacking, the pavements, the smooth sort of humps, raised road they put in, does make it a bit more pedestrian friendly. You know, and it does, in a way, force you to slow down so everyone's mixing and merging a bit better. Garrick Street runs off there. I mean, this area is decimated with roadworks, with water main works, with new... I don't know about junction improvements. I mean, Great Newport Street and Cranbourne Street, what they've done to the junction there just doesn't work. They've just jutted the pavement out for no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
And it's only really a cab now can sort of do a proper sweep, a proper turn here. I found something new out today in London. There is a new service. Forget about the what I consider the pest to be, the rickshaw or the pedicab, whatever people call them. Put them to one side. There is now a pavement service of men that just stand there shouting out, would you like directions? Directions, are you lost? And I'm like,
hey. Really?
Yeah. And then they offer people directions, and then they ask people to buy a map off them.
Right.
But they're not begging. But again, what we've got, with all the clutter, with all the roadworks, with just people standing there, not sure where they are, some of the directions, I've got to say, were pretty good, some were pretty ropey. But
I get asked all the time, because I walk around, and it looks like I live here, because I do, I get asked two or three times a day, John, do you know where, and because I live here, the two places that people ask me for, Portland Hospital and the Heart Hospital.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
And there's, that, you know, and I must get asked for that one of those 5 or 6 times a week.
Well, I mean, I get asked when I'm back home in the West Country, I get asked stuff down there. Then when I open my mouth, it's like,
yeah. Well, you're not from round here, are you?
No, but what it is, you're getting asked by a Londoner. Oh, my, you know, the one person they pick is like me, walking like me, one of me dogs or whatever. Mm.
Thing about this area, John, I mean, like down in Cranbourne Street and stuff, this is where the Arts Theatre is, isn't it?
Yeah, all.
And
Great Newport. Yeah, funny, because again, these are funny little theatres, little fringe theatres in the heart of theatre land.
And they're kind of, they're struggling, these theatres now.
I think they are. I mean, it's you've got 3 or 4 big players now in theatre land. One's Cameron McIntosh, the other's Lloyd. You know, like certain groups have taken
an ambassador as well. Yeah.
And they are running the show and doing a lot of good work with fringe theatre themselves.
Yeah,
I've got to say that. I mean, when we talk about Chocolate Factory in Southwark Street, again supported by Cameron McIntosh. So, but
see, I mean, I get freebies to go. I get freebies to go and see all the big ones. I'll always pay for Fringe, just because it's like
it's different.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a musical, but you don't want the whole of the West End to be just musicals, because then it just becomes boring. Theatre's about the art of, for me anyway, theatre's about the craft of acting. If you can't act on the theatre, you're not an actor. Because on TV and on film, it's retake, retake, retake. That's, you've got 150 goes if you want it, or whatever you want. And that's why you'll see quality actors coming to London or going to Broadway, because they want to prove, I think, to themselves that they actually can, they can, you know, because half of theatre is when you do muck up, can you wing it?
Yeah.
And can then the person then who's meant to be responding, can he wing it or she wing it? And then, you know, who knows where you'll end up? And then only the purists will realise you've actually made an error. I mean, it's, but this is an amazing area. I mean, a beautiful day today. I don't mind saying so myself. My pictures are stunning at this.
Yeah, there's nothing like the sun to put to
pictures. I got one photograph on near Little Newport Street where the sun literally hits the lens. It looks like, you know, God is coming out of the sky.
Am I right saying that Cranbourne Street goes towards Leicester Square?
It does. It goes into Leicester Square.
But you're not allowed to drive on that bit now, are you?
There's rising bollards. Right. You know? Yes, rising bollards on that bit there.
If I said you couldn't drop me off at the Haagen-Dazs store. You can't drive in there.
They let you in if there's a what's it on a red carpet event. Yeah. That type of thing. I mean, and access to, if you need access to there's a hotel in Hampshire, you get access in. But it is by buzzer only and permission type thing. It's I mean, it used to be roads, these did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're getting it right where they're merging people and traffic together in some bits, and they're getting it wrong where they're, I mean, Westminster Council admit now that, you know, like Soho, when they paved it over and stopped traffic, they admit it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've read that on parliamentary websites. They'll actually say it doesn't work. What it does, it increases crime. So, you know, but they do love narrowing a road.
I never understand that. So no, you get more and more cars coming into London. I tell you what, let's narrow the road.
Well, if you want to stop cars coming, it's a very simple thing to do. You reduce on the street parking, and that is it.
Do you know another thing about this area? And this is something that I am an expert in. This area changes dramatically at around about 7:15 in the evening.
Oh, completely.
About between 6:30 and 7:15, it's bursting. You see loads of people walking around done up. At 7:15. It suddenly becomes almost a ghost town.
Well, it goes because everyone's getting to the theatre.
Yeah.
People have got there already. What you will do, what you'll find...
You can't get a place in a restaurant at 6:30. No. 7:30, you can walk into anyone you want.
What's interesting, the full range of restaurants are in this area.
Yeah.
I mean, from good to, like, literally, cafe, come pay a bit more because you're in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
you've got a complete range. I mean,
some of the cafes around here are great.
Yeah,
as well.
But you can also, some are a bit ropey as well. You can get the worst cup of tea and you can get the best cup of coffee locally.
I tell you, fine. I like the ones, I like the cafes that aren't a chain.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple there.
I mean, and the ones that have got builders in.
Yeah, again, because I mean, they know the best cabs. Don't they? I mean, it's like, again, if you see somewhere where a number of cabs are parked and then dining, you'll know you'll get good quality food.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, you know,
there's that place by the Curzon Street, round the back there. Always lovely grub. Always full of cab drivers.
Yeah.
Do you know, I always say, anybody know where Manor House is? So I need to get to Gibson Square. Do you know what they say back to me? And they say, you... But it's like, I just let that go.
Oh, classic, isn't
but
it?
But, I mean, I find that this area, this part of London fascinates me, John.
Well, to me, that bit we just spoke about, to think you're in the heart of it, and this is like no man's land. Because I said, Chinatown, you got... theatre land, you're on the cusp of it, the edge of it. You're not in Covent Garden, you're not in Leicester Square, you're just there. You're on the edge of it. And I do always just find it so funny that how many exits there can be. I think this is similar to Bank Junction. You can come out of that underground and not come out at the same exit twice.
I know.
In a week, you know, you'll end up, oh, no, I'm at the wrong corner again. And then with the masses of people... And the clutter sometimes.
I mean, there should be a meeting place in London, shouldn't there? A recognised meeting place.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you, that's why monuments are good. People know them. Like Trafalgar Square is an easy one, isn't it? Meet by the Lions, isn't it? I mean, yeah. The clock tower, Waterloo, the usual ones are by the foot of a bridge or the end of a bridge or the middle of it. Here, it's just the minute you say Leicester Square Tube, it's like, I'm sure this must have broken up many a good couple. Ended many a good political career as well, I'm sure. People have agreed that. Probably ruined a few spies.
Right, John, if anybody wants to find out more or see some of the fantastic pictures that you've taken today,
yes,
where do they go?
Go to www.freelondonevents.co.uk.
Lovely, and we saw Oram the other day, didn't you? And he was talking to John Capone. He said, and that John Kennedy. Talk the walk with John the cabbie, BBC 94.9. No, John Capone from the LondonDailyNews.com, he was out, and that Oram, he said, I sing. Talk the walk with John the cabbie, BBC 94.9. That's right, every week John the cabbie comes in and takes us around a walk where it will cost you absolutely nothing on Talk the Walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9. And if you know this area pretty well, give me a call now, 020 722 4250. You are tuning at BBC London.